When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie.
This trial of this dentist, this guy, he is so caught. It's unbelievable. So yesterday, the trial, I know you probably
didn't
see
the update. I don't know a lot about this story.
He poisoned his wife. The guy, he basically had gone broke in his dentistry, okay? And he was tired, sick and tired of his wife, and I'm sure she was sick and tired
of
him.
Did he have an affair or something?
Well, he went on this website with sugar daddies. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he claimed that he was worth $10 million.
All right.
Looking for a young lady. And he picked up a couple of girls there. And plus, he picked up some women at a convention. I mean, he had a slew of women, according to the testimony, right? So yesterday they were talking, and how this one lady said she came back to the office, and there he is on a computer in a dark room. And said that he was very suspicious at that point, you know? And when she left there, he had ordered a package, and he texted her and said, "When this package comes, do not open it." She's like, "Oh, something's up. Something's up." And sure enough, 3 days later, and that's when they think the cyanide showed up.
So
he made a protein shake and poisoned his wife.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Killed her. I was like, right here in Aurora.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This thing's being, you know, I look for the stream. It's not being streamed. No, what you saw and what you thought, the judge ruled against the streaming. They only allowed the cameras in for journalists on opening statements and closing statements and the jury verdict. The trial itself, you can't stream.
Oh, you can't?
No. Yeah. But I love crime shows. You
I
know
you do. Yeah.
This guy's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy. And didn't you say he went back into the hospital and did something?
The testimony was that this shake, this protein shake, put her in the hospital. And I think I got this right. And he visited in the hospital and added more drugs to her system when he went in to visit her. And he was dressed as a nurse. He put on the whole, you know, scrubs, the scrubs everything. And everything.
You know
so
what?
He disguised himself as a nurse and went back in and administered more medication.
It just proves you don't know who somebody is.
I've always heard dentists, man. Little wacky. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
Drilling.
It is the drilling.
You think
wait,
so?
Do your impression. I was like, Carson, you
that's
nailed
perfect.
It.
That's
it
perfect.
Is.
That really is
so
good.
Dude, I hate going to the dentist.
Everybody does.
That's your first impression on the show. It's pretty damn solid. But that's what Jamie claims it is, because I had a guy that flipped out once, too. Here in Denver, he was my dentist. He took off to Vegas and became a professional poker player. Lost his butt.
Well, remember, the guy I dated in Kansas City, he also plays poker.
He
remember?
Does?
Yeah, I showed you how he was a winner. He,
oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
But they say of all the medical professions, dentists seem to go off the deep end.
I think a podiatrist would be hard.
That'd be a tough one, yeah.
Just feed all day.
Yeah, feet, mouth.
And it's usually like the people that go to podiatrists usually can't touch their feet.
Oh.
So it's like...
gnarly. You get the gnarly feet.
Yeah. Hell true. Oh, man. Yuck. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.